You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being, emotional intelligence, self-awareness, and living a balanced life. This is Lisa Berry, and very happy to welcome our guest, University of Michigan professor emeritus and co-founder of the Center for Positive Organizations at the Ross School of Business, author of 18 books or so. Welcome, Dr. Robert Quinn. Good to see you again.
So good to be with you.
Every week here on 89.1 WEMU, we bring you a different Art and Soul, but the purpose of this one is to provide insight and information that helps people. And I think you, Bob Quinn, would agree that having and knowing your purpose is going to bring you a more satisfying and fulfilling life.
It's an interesting thing. There's so much research now that demonstrates that that's true. The list goes on and on. People who have a higher purpose in life live longer. They're less likely to have Alzheimer's. They have less risk for stroke. They recover from certain diseases faster than others. They have different kinds of social experiences. Their network of relationships is richer. The list goes on and on and on. And when I go through that list of research findings, I have to ask myself, what is this really saying to me? And the conclusion I come to is you and I and everybody listening today are designed to be purpose-driven people. The vast majority of the people aren't. They're responding to their environment. They don't have a higher purpose in life. But that mission in life, when we find it, begin to pursue it, changes how we function. We're all meant to be doing that.
I recently watched your viral video talk at Google about how to live a purpose-driven life. And you say when we don't know our purpose, when we're not, and we live in our comfort zone, we're living a life of survival. I thought that was such a huge thing to say.
Yeah, it is. And there was a very moving experience that came out of that video. At Google, we did a 35-minute version. And then there was a small group that edited it down to a much shorter version. I think it was 4 or 5 minute version. And that version went viral. And over 3 months, I think it was 16 million people listened to that, that version. And that led to a very interesting experience. My inbox flooded with messages from people all over the world. Now, these weren't the executives I'm used to dealing with. These were people in faraway places doing very invisible things. There was this one woman who wrote, and she said, I've had many, many operations. I no longer have a face. I have 3 years to live. I would like to live those 3 years as meaningfully as possible, and I would like to work on finding my purpose to guide me in those 3 years. And I was blown away by her and many, many other people spread across the planet in sometimes terrible conditions in certain places, and yet this hunger that they have to find their purpose in life and to live a more meaningful life.
What percent of the population would you think actually thinks about what is our purpose in life?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's around 10% just from experiences I have with professionals.
Why? Why would only 10% do that?
There are a very small group of people at all levels of society, I think, that have some, for some reason, they've been prompted to work on and ask the question. The majority of us haven't. And even people making lots of money, holding powerful positions, have no idea what their purpose is in life or what their purpose is at work, for that matter.
And speaking of that, you have a new book coming out, The Economics of Higher Purpose, 8 Counterintuitive Steps for Creating a Purpose-Driven Organization. So tell us, Bob Quinn, how does purpose apply to a business organization?
To me, this has been a really exciting project. My colleague and co-author is Anjan Thackeray. He's a world-class economist. And about 6 or 7 years ago, he and I were having a conversation one day, and I described an organization that I had been running and told him it was a positive organization. He wanted to know what that meant, and I gave him an in-depth description of people who were fully engaged, they were realizing great accomplishments and so forth, and he listened so carefully. And he said, economics says that what you told me is impossible. He said, we have to write a paper about this. And we ended up writing a very mathematical it was a mathematical model of an organization operating under conventional assumptions. And he explained to me very patiently what was at the center of microeconomics. He said it's the principal agent problem. What that means in layman's terms is I'm the boss, and I hire you, and I say, I want you to work 10 hours, I'm going to pay you $150, and I want you to do X, Y, Z. That's a contract. As long as I'm there watching you, you fulfill the contract. The moment I turn my back, you tend to underperform the contract. That's the principal agent problem. It's at the heart of economics. It's driven Nobel Prize-winning projects. And basically, what we did in that first paper is we built a model where we changed from conventional assumptions to introducing the notion of higher purpose, organizing to a purpose beyond profit. What happened in that model was stunning. The employees became owners. Once they had a higher purpose, they were internally motivated, and all the dynamics in the organization changed. The change came when they had some kind of crisis. And in that crisis, they reformulated their own identity, their understanding of the company, what it meant to lead the company. And that's when that organization started to become a purpose-driven organization. And so we wrote more papers. We began to write the book. And the first few chapters of the book offer an alternative to conventional economic thinking. Now, not a replacement, but an enlargement. That is, what economic thinking lacks is an understanding that there is such a thing as intrinsic motivation. And when people have a meaning, a higher purpose that's worth sacrificing for, they bring all they have to work. They become fully engaged. And we know statistically that 70%, think about this, 70% of the global workforce is disengaged at work.
I thought that was an extremely alarming number.
It is. It's stunning. Now, yeah. And then here's the second number. 51% of the management workforce is disengaged at work. What that says is, we don't know how to lead and run organizations. Now, that's a stunning statement, insulting statement to many people.
Really?
But we don't, because we are blinded by conventional assumptions that don't work and that we refuse to see don't work. And when we go to higher purpose, we enlarge the whole assumption set and things begin to change. So the first part of the book is about that. The second part is 8 counterintuitive steps that someone who's running a unit or a division or an entire company or an agency can use to begin to do the work of bringing higher purpose to the organization. There's been a lot of very positive response so far. It comes out in August. It's on Amazon. It can be ordered. There are people in their cars driving right now listening to this, and they're thinking about leaving their current unit. Why? Because of the kind of supervision they have. We know that supervision is what drives people leaving their jobs. Now, we never say it because it's still a political issue, but that's the case. And once again, people don't know how to lead. And when I say that, they say, oh, you don't understand what my situation's like. And then they describe one of these very dark situations, which they conclude is impossible to change. And so that dynamic just plays itself out over and over and over.
And hopefully that will be changed when you read The Economics of Higher Purpose, 8 Counterintuitive Steps for Creating a Purpose-Driven Organization. Dr. Robert Quinn, thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.